All right, we'll get started with Mike Schilt. I think the first question, we'll start with Kevin down in the front on the left.
Mike, number of really good at bats today. I was wondering about Tatis's at bat before Manny, and then you go into Manny's unleashing one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I thought the at-bat quality yesterday was really high as well. Not as much as show for it. Again, at-bat quality, fantastic. You hit the nail on the head, Ace, with, you know, Toddy getting it started even in the, you know, first inning. And then later, you know, a tremendous at-bat. And then Manny does his thing, puts a beautiful swing on it to give us, you know, a little bit of cushion there for sure.
You obviously, so the postseason, you rode your relievers today. What did you think about the way, like, that Morahone doing more than he'd done, Miller, Suarez?
Yeah, I mean, clearly they were tremendous. You know, back against the wall scenario. I'm sure we'll get to Dylan, but Dylan deserved a lot of credit to get us where he got to. And then Adrian came in and was outstanding. I mean, really just fantastic. And, you know, really had a good idea. We wanted to take him through from Armstrong through Tucker. The key to that was the efficiency of it. You know, Adrian's been able to be very efficient this year. Clearly the outs help. And then Miller picked up right at Suzuki, and, you know, he was fantastic to grab that seventh clean inning. And then, you know, we were figuring out, and it's probably starting to get a little bit of a push, but gave him the benefit of the doubt with Bush. But he did a tremendous job, I understand, from Darren. He, you know, I think 8 consecutive strikeouts in postseason from yesterday as well. So that speaks for itself. Pretty impressive. 104. We like that. And Suarez was tremendous to bring it home. So it was a really nice baseball game on the Padres side. And both sides, really. It was a good baseball game.
Megan.
Were you surprised that with a base open in that situation, they pitched to Manny?
Listen, I got my hands full with my own club. I can't be thinking about anybody else's strategy or not. So, yeah, we just think about managing our own club.
And then just a follow-up to your bullpen. Just what do you feel like collectively has been behind their ability to just to really shut down the Cubs lineup from top to bottom?
Well, I think it starts with ability. I mean, we got really, really, you know, plus arms back there. And listen, I'm going to be able to elaborate on that because, you know, if you're going to pitch in a big league, especially now, you're going to have a plus arm. You know, I mean, you know, we have fire coming out everywhere around this league. One of the separators for our group played today, you know, Morahone, Miller, Suarez, but also Estrada, Peralta, Morgan, Bradley showing that. Is the ability to trust their stuff and be aggressive. So, you know, all these guys are really special with their arm talent, Morahone, et cetera, Miller, Suarez, but the impressive thing about it is they have pitches, they're pitching, and they're not going to make a situation bigger than it is. And, you know, that says a lot for them. It's a separator.
Go to the far left.
On those back end arms, there are a lot of pitches today. Any limitations at all tomorrow or all hands on deck situation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I mean, Morahone and Miller have gone back-to-back days. Both got extended today. Morahone's still efficient, but 33 pitches. You know, Miller in the 30s for two games combined. I would have an expectation that all hands are on deck tomorrow. You know, but we're also going to take their temperature and be smart. You know, we got to value their careers as well. But we've only had two guys go 3 days in a row all year, and we've done it and saved it for these circumstances. So obviously in an elimination game, there's special circumstances.
Kevin.
Mike, I mean, it's kind of a cliche, a player like Manny in a big moment, that's what he's supposed to do. It's been kind of a grind for Manny for a couple months, but if you could just speak to him coming through in that moment because you guys really needed it.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, he's Manny Machado, you know, he's heading in a great direction, you know, historic direction in his career. I liked his swings all the way towards the end of the season. You know, he was starting to, you know, get his groove. I just like the way, you know, including yesterday, including today, you just see him just be that nice and ease and just trying to put a good swing, not trying to do too much. And when Manny's in that spot, it's a lethal spot.
Vinny. or Kevin, go ahead.
Besides your overall confidence, Jim, you talked about giving the benefit of the doubt to Miller against Bush based on what he did today, based on how he was going in that moment.
Yeah, just, I mean, he was going, I mean, he was around 25 pitches, you know, let him finish it, maybe Suarez just have a clean inning, you know, the next inning. You knew he was towards the end, stuff was still crisp, and, you know, just a balancing act.
Benny.
You mentioned Dylan. What did you see from him, and how valuable was he for you guys today?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, you know, because I thought Dylan was tremendous. You know, big stuff, crisp, going where he wanted to. Slider was where he wanted to go. Knuckle curve, you know, curveball was really, you know, created some doubt too, and threw it all three for strikes. You know, we knew in a 1-0 game that we were going to, you know, look to go to the bullpen. The key for me, there was a couple keys, but the primary one was to start the fourth. Once he got, you know, Happ and Tucker, it's like, all right, now we have a plan to be able to, he can take, you know, Suzuki, and of course, he's a double, and we did what we did with Carson, but to get to Morihone in the lane that we liked him in, but he got us to that point, and he did a fantastic job. He had electric stuff.
Last one's for Mike. Kevin.
Not to say that your job is easy. I know it's tough to do. But what Morihone has done all year, including today, the efficiency, how much easier does that make it, where he tends to kind of allow you to decide when he's going to come out?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the, you know, listen, when guys are efficient and do the job, you know, it makes everybody look good, right? Let's don't kid ourselves. But no, I mean, he's been fantastic all year, and you know, we put him into, you know, lanes. But he's, you know, it's not like he fits in more of the lefty lane. But today it was like, all right, we knew he's going to grab Armstrong and then grab, you know, Swanson and Shaw and deal with Horner and a right-handed Happ. So we trust him with anybody. But his efficiency is really, you know, it's what you put him out there for. But he rewards it.